This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay, about this broadcast, this is the place that people come to find out what in the world is going on. Lots of information, some of the best stories of the day. It's Wednesday. No, it isn't even. Where in the world? Where did I go? I lost a day just like that? 21st. Today is Thursday on the DJB program. Welcome into the home of Jennifer Horn on the radio around the country. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. So I'm going to have you invite us into your home, Jennifer, and you can turn on the soft music.
My home is filled with regret, but
yeah, so is it.
Hope.
Really?
Hopefully.
Okay,
All right. So one of the top stories today is this Powerball jackpot. Nobody won on a Wednesday night's Powerball drawing.
550, was it? How much was it?
550. It was $550 million. The good news is that now you have a chance at an even bigger jackpot. So because no one won, we were all a bunch of losers, now that jackpot goes up to about $625 million, making it the fourth biggest jackpot of all time. How about that?
I will be buying tickets.
Are we? Because I always say, oh, I want to win, and then I never do.
All right, let's all buy some tickets, and we'll share among the four of us if we win. When we win.
If you were to stack the jackpot in $100 bills, it would be in height between one World Trade Center in New York City and some big, huge building, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Lots of dough.
That's a visual.
Lots of cash. Yes, it is.
Your odds at winning?
Visualization.
1 in 292 million. How about that? 292 million, 201,338. But hey, whatever.
That's like one of every. So you have a chance. One in. That's kind of a good. Those are odds that are easily doable. If it's less than the population of the country, so if everybody bought a ticket, we'd all have an equal chance of winning. That's good. What's wrong with that?
Well, for that amount of money. My friend
has to win.
My friend Lizzie last night said that she bought a ticket, which obviously no one won. But she said, if I ever won this, she said, I'm just going to give the money to everybody else because I'm going to need people to hang out with because I'm not going to be working. So I need everyone into early retirement. So I'm just going to start spreading
the
wealth.
You never want to do that. You come by riches and wealth, you don't change your routine. That's certain failure. The catastrophe happens to people get money like that quickly. They stop their job, and what do they do?
Well, I feel like that only happens if you stop your job and you're not doing anything. If you spread the wealth and then all of your friends are also not working, you guys just spend all your time traveling and doing fun stuff, then you might be okay.
I'd be down with that plan. I would try it.
Tell her that if she wins, I am in the market for another friend.
Okay. New friends. The study about teenagers and anxiety, there's been a discussion about this. Perhaps not as explicit or extensive as it needs to be, because this is a complicated situation. Dr. Ken was talking about this new drug for depression that's come out, that if you use it, if this is specifically a postpartum depression situation, $34,000 a month.
It's crazy.
This is crazy stuff. But the whole amount of dysfunction among teenagers and youngsters that are your age, Kara, up to your age, Victoria, the amount of anxiety that's created people, I suppose it's across the board, whether it's your age, Jennifer, or my age. I know a lot of people who are my age who are really depressed because they think they're going to die. They think they're going to have Alzheimer's. They think they're going to have a heart attack. They think they're going to get cancer. Oh, it's like, okay, let's just pull the rug over us now or somebody just shoot me. But to have this depression when you are young like that is really sad and serious. I think it has to do with all of the devices, all of the information, all of the expectations that are created by the society we've come to be. But if you actually,
a huge part of it,
you dig into the prefrontal cortex of your brain, which regulates your mood, whether you can focus on things, whether you're impulsive or not, whether you organize your mind properly. I've talked about this before in my own experience, going to see Seriscan, the people that run Seriscan in Denver, which is the premier company around the world, not just in our country, but around the world, testing people's brains. They started, they have a software that was developed there that examines your brain, and the NFL hired these people, so it first put them on the map, to examine the brains of 3,400 football players. In other words, 1 year, everybody that played professional football's brain was scanned by Seriscan, and they saw all kinds of stuff. It's what got them going. Now they do all the studying of men and women who come back from war who have become PTSD victims. That creates anxiety and depression, all that sort of stuff. And I don't know that we need to talk about what causes it. The reality is what deals with it and how do you fix it. There's a lot of stuff. When my brain was examined, that prefrontal cortex on the left-hand side is all black in my head.
What does that mean?
Well, it relates back to a very serious injury I had when I was a child at 3 years old. I fell down a set of stairs and whacked my head, cut it open, had a 2-inch gash in the side of my head, even though I was wearing one of those, I was wearing a snowsuit, and so it covered my head. I hit a door jamb, and the doctor said if it hadn't been for me wearing that, the head thing and the suit, the snowsuit, I would have been dead. But in that injury has caused that part of my brain to not develop properly. And so I don't know what that says about me, my emotions, and I'm a very emotional person, always have been. It also affects different, well, not important what my experience was. I'm more interested in your, because this study is more your age, ladies, than
well,
it is my age.
Well, these are teens. It's 13 to 17-year-olds.
Well, but again, maybe we start with that. Why in the world would 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old kids be anxious? Were you anxious when, is that just a normal part of growing up? That's what I'm wondering. I remember everybody in age bracket.
Make you feel
the hormones
bad.
Are going nuts with the guys,
yep.
And the girls are all worked up about the boyfriends and stuff. So what's different here? What's different?
Well, I think it's worse with social media, for sure. I think it's worse with, 13 to 17-year-old kids have probably been staring at some sort of device for their entire existence. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't necessarily the case with anyone who's in the next generation bump up from that, which would be the millennial generation. So I think these kids are really at a real disadvantage, I think, compared to anybody else who's older. But the interesting thing is, this is exactly why, I think it was earlier this week, we were talking about the DC sniper case, where the younger person in that duo was 17 when he was sentenced to multiple life sentences. And the reason the Supreme Court is taking a look at that is because science has changed and has shown that when kids are up to 17, 18 years old, what you were talking about, the prefrontal cortex, which regulates mood and focus and impulse control, that's what actually is ruling the brain. And it's not until the mid-20s when the other part of our brains kick in, where that's where we learn to make, thoughtful decisions and things like that. And so those are actual structural changes in the brain. And that's why
I think
the Supreme Court wants to take a look at that. They ruled it unconstitutional to give a life sentence to a teen because of that.
there's a lot of biology, obviously, hormones, what's going on in your brain, that's always been there for teens. But I think what you do is the level of expectations rise. I know for me, the cause of a lot of my anxiety in life, and I struggle with it. I still am struggling with it. I thought you, when you think you have a beat, that's when it comes back to get you, is expectations. And with kids, I think the expectations...
Yours or the people around you that you think people...
Probably both. Our interpretation of expectations, I would imagine, is probably... it. And so I would take that from my own life and I would apply it to kids and think about what, it, when I was younger, things were a little bit simpler. You didn't have YouTube. You didn't have Instagram. Now these kids are told not only do they need to get into a good school, do they maybe need to perform at sports or an extracurricular activity, but now they need to be a YouTube star or they need to be
right.
an Instagram sensation. They have to get follows and likes and people are judging them at every second and how do they yep. look and how do they put their makeup on? How do they open a box that comes in the mail? I mean, these are all things that are happening on YouTube right now that seem kind of silly that I think are unique to this particular generation that we yeah. never had to deal with.
Yep.
So what's the solution? Those of you who are
a societal shift.
Yeah, self-assuredness. Parents yeah. teaching their kids that they're enough, that they don't have to do other things to make everybody... You know,
parents hard not to do with $5,000.
Yeah,
some
yeah
and parents not
are,
buying their way into colleges.
Well, you know, there you go. Thing. Those yeah. that's those are anxious parents, though, that
right.
have created that circumstance around their children. So how did they get to be that anxious? What went on with them? What's my generation done to our children that create the anxiety that they have, if that's the case? I look back on it now. My children are in their 40s. And I think about what it was like when they were teenagers and how it was that my son spent his teenage years thinking his mother was going to die. And that was what framed his entire existence. And Megan...
Well, and that's because she had breast cancer, let's add
yeah.
that in. He wasn't just
right.
paranoid that...
No, no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
No, but that did,
yeah.
but it certainly shaped his
right.
reality
that's,
when he was that
course.
Age.
Yeah.
And as far as Megan was concerned, she just sort of clocked out. She didn't deal with her mother in that way. Brendan was on it. And Megan went to England to go to school. And that was in part it was because she had the opportunity and had great expectations. But also it was an escape for her to be around instead of being around her mother all the time. The kids were both very close to both of us. And they didn't, you know, they reacted differently to it. I just use that as an example of the kinds of things. So what created that? Tony had cancer. How'd you get cancer? You know, Tony was a very anxious person herself because she had a horrible childhood. Her parents were nuts. And she went, you know, she escaped from it by going into the convent. I escaped from it by going to the farm. I had a lousy We all do, when you get right down to it. Who knows someone who came from a normal, quote-unquote, family? Anybody?
I feel like I
Kara.
Do.
Yeah.
You
did,
maybe.
Victoria.
Yeah, and Kara.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
both of them do.
I feel like
yeah,
Jen's parents right. are normal, too.
No.
I agree with Jennifer because I know both of her parents. So.
I mean, I love
them.
Pieces. I wouldn't trade them for
No, they're
for
great
anything.
People. Individually, but together, it's like a chemical bomb, a nuclear bomb.
No, not a nuclear bomb. It's
well,
something more like...
dealing with reality in a sense. But, you know, and anyway. But I think, and that, by the way, I think caused a lot of anxiety with you. We all naturally want our parents to be happy. They say they want us to be happy. We say we want you to be happy, and nobody's happy. And so then you get into this thing about what describes happiness. What is happiness? Is happiness... going to school and doing well? Is it going to work and liking your job? Is it finding somebody that you love? I suppose a combination of all kinds of things. But if you don't have those things, society today teaches us that something's wrong. But it really isn't, because we're dysfunctional by definition. That's the way it is. And so to expect perfection is to create failure. That is the quote of the day. I just came up with it as I'm thinking it through. To expect perfection is to create failure. Do not do that to your children. And you can set the tone with your children. Even if they're adults, you can still set the tone with them. Great conversation, ladies. Thank you. 21 after the hour.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Oh, great song.
Very good song. I do love this song.
That's a great song. Paul Simon. For the life of me. Oh, he's still around for the life of him. Simon and Garfunkel. This is when he first went out kind of on his own. This is Throwback Thursday time on the DJD program. Time when Doug shines because he loves the music and the girls groan because I always feel like I need to sing along with some of this stuff. Throwback Thursday features the top five songs from this week and a particular year. This week we're focused on this week in 1972. With the number five song being Mother and Child Reunion. I was a disc jockey when this was a hit, and I love playing this song because it has such a great story to it. Paul Simon at number five. Crank it up, Kara, exactly. Good story. So it seems strange to say. By the way, it was the beginning of the story song of this era, the early, late 60s, early 70s. It was a whole 10-year cycle of people writing songs and telling stories. Thus was the case not only with Simon's Mother and Child Reunion, but this song, number four, Harry Nilsson, known just by his last name, Nilsson, song called Without You, which was a real tearjerker, but another fabulous story song. See if you remember this. Crank it up, Karen. Very romantic song. Imagine
I never
some
knew
guy
a dude
singing
sang this.
This
no, I think this is pathetic for a guy to be singing this. I never knew. I've only heard women cover this song. Kelly Clarkson covered it. Celine Dion covered it. It was featured in the original Bridget Jones movie. But I never knew a guy sang it. So
this
I'm
was
learning
the big
that,
hit.
But
the biggest hit version of it was this one by Nielsen. He was a big Harry Nielsen was more known as a writer for Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. A lot of songs that were popular in that era were written by Harry Nilsson. So anyway, this was his big hit. Without You, number four. All right, so here's a remake. Speaking of that, the Tokens originally, 10 years before this, had the big hit from the... it's actually an African tribal song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Robert John does this version, number three this week, 1972. Yep, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Wing away, wing away. Nobody knows what that means, but...
I also never knew that someone covered this song.
What, Robert, you thought, Robert John, this is the original version? No, no, no.
Well, go I back. Thought it was
Kara,
odd.
See if you can find
yeah.
the one by the... By the tokens quickly.
I thought it was a much older song.
Well, that's
so
why
that,
I think
it is.
I think that's what she's saying is that she thought the tokens was the only one she didn't realize that someone.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, this is an old tribal song from I think Rhodesia or someplace in Africa where this song originated. So, but and this song sort of sounded like the tokens. Did you find it, Kara? The original version?
I think we all know what that one sounds like.
Yeah.
I know the original.
Yeah. That's
yeah. I didn't know that anyone redid it.
All right, next one is number two this week. America's first big hit was A Horse with No Name. Nobody understood what this meant.
And Victoria knows song. That I must love this song because it's America and it's yacht rock.
Yep.
Yacht rock.
And she'd be right. I do love this song.
That's it. Do you know what it means, though? Do you know what it's all about?
No.
It's a drug stop. Yeah. America's great at that because they were high all the time anyway.
Kara's so straight edge. She likes all druggy songs.
I know, I did. I love this stuff. This would make being a disc jockey fun, this kind of music in this era. So, number one, speaking of druggies, this was Neil Young's first big song, Heart of Gold. He still sings it once in a while in concert. But this guy's crackpot. He was then and he's
searching for a heart of gold.
Bum, 28 past the hour here on the DJB program. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Quick action on gun control in New Zealand after last week's deadly attacks on two mosques. The Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles following the tragedy that left 50 people dead and dozens more wounded.
Every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the attack changed that country's history forever, and the law will now have to change as well. Emergency officials urging people in western Missouri now to leave their homes as the Missouri River swells to what forecasters say will be its third highest crest ever today. Another Powerball jackpot doesn't get a winner, so the Saturday drawing is expected to be good for $625 million. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Again on the Thursday program, it's Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the DJV program. Victoria takes the lead now to tell us a story, maybe an anecdote, something light, something heavy. I don't know. I never ask him. I just listen, just like you.
Well, it's definitely not light, and it is pretty controversial. The Kentucky governor, his name is Matt Bevin, he is in the news and trending right now for some pretty controversial statements that he's made about his 9 children and the fact that none of them were vaccinated, but that he purposefully exposed all of them to chickenpox. His quote was, they had it as children, they were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine. He and his wife, Glenna, have 9 children between the ages of 5 and 16, And he said he supports parents who choose to get their children vaccinated, but he also supports parents like themselves who do not vaccinate their kids. He said the decision should not be up to the government. He said this is America. The federal government should not be forcing this upon people. They just shouldn't. So obviously, this is a very controversial stance. The vaccination thing is huge amongst parents and advocates, and doctors can't seem to agree. And this, of course, his comments came just a few days after a teenager in Kentucky sued his local health department, which had temporarily barred students who aren't immunized against chickenpox from attending school after there was a chickenpox outbreak at a Catholic school. There were 32 cases of chickenpox reported, and so this teen had not been inoculated, and then he now is suing the local government, saying that they were preventing him from going to school. But there are laws in every state that say, you know, it's that you have to have certain vaccines. There are some religious exemptions. They seem to be getting even wider in certain states, like on the West Coast. I know, I think the state of Washington and Oregon have really allowed for a lot of religious exemptions. And this teenager who's suing the health department, he said he and his father alleged that they were discriminated against because of their religious beliefs. They are both Catholic, and some Catholics worry about vaccines derived from cell lines associated with abortion, which is not true, but some Catholics worry about that, and apparently that is the religious cause for why this teenager and his parents chose not to get vaccines. So the governor of Kentucky, we're probably going to be hearing a lot more about this, because he has been very vocal and very sort of, he's an anti-vaxxer, so I'm sure this story is only going to keep getting bigger.
Big stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's big stuff. There are a lot of changes. This story needs to be updated all the time because there are so many changes. It's really become quite a political football as well. So it's getting to the point now when you talk about political footballs, a lot of things, almost everything, it seems, has become political. The gun bans or the suggestion of gun control, that's all political, even though there's a lot of science behind what happens to people, their anxiety quotients. There's a lot of mental stuff that goes with understanding why people do what they do. I thought it was interesting. The state of New Zealand country has now decided to ban semi-automatic weapons, period. You remember the shootings last week at the mosques Christchurch? So now the prime minister says the country is going to ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons from use by the public. And they have the same kind of gun control debate there that we do here. Most every progressive country is going through this because the technology has got ahead of the experience. These weapons are not, people don't understand how to use them. And when they get a hold of them, they abuse them. There's no reason in the world, in my mind, in my world, that anybody should be allowed to have a semi-automatic weapon. There's no reason for it. You can have a gun, you ought to have a gun. If you want a gun, get a gun. But why do you need a semi-automatic? Some people say, well, I wanted to go hunting. What? You need a semi-automatic gun to shoot a deer? In what world is that even considered sport? I mean, hunting itself.
Yeah.
But to have these things available is mindless. It's craziness. It is people who say, well, I want to protect myself from an overindulgent government. Yep, okay. That may have some starch with some people. I don't know that you're going to stave off if we had that sort of insurrection in our country. You think a semi-automatic is going to protect you from the stuff, the weapons the government has?
Right, I know. That's a really good point.
So,
I know some people are very like, you know, end of
days. Well, I understand that. I understand the anxiety people have about the government. I have it. I don't like the government.
But do you think the government's coming to your house to take over your house and see?
If they do, they're going to yank you into court, or they're going to put you in jail or do something like that. They're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
And you shoot them back only means they will shoot you.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway. That's something. I got actually a number of updates here I wanted to visit with all of you. The White House wants to put limits on student loans. That's a big story. It's been floating around for Now, with the focus on all these loan scandals or the entry scandals, people are beginning to look at all the aspects of how and who's going to post-secondary educational institutions. And federal student loans, a big can of worms, because so many people are indebted, graduate students, parents of undergraduates, part of the changes to the Higher Education Act. The administration says one of the goals of the reform is to encourage universities to lower their tuition. Well, having been on the board of directors of my alma mater for 12 years, I will tell you that's not an easy goal. And a lot of the profs, the schools, the buildings they need to compete. One of the things that is difficult to swallow for many of us who have had great experiences and love our institutions, there are too many colleges. And they're all trying to survive, small colleges, good colleges, like my alma mater, Heidelberg in Ohio. A lot of there's tons of good schools, really good schools in Ohio. Denison, Wittenberg, Overland, Otterbein. You go across the state, it's one of the great, one of the real prolific states as far as post-secondary. But there's too many schools. And they're trying very hard to lure students in. And it requires a certain amount of student aid that, you know, it's like up to 50% in most circumstances. So if the tuition is 30 grand, you pay 15, they give you 15. And that's really, you know, under the circumstances, what people think that's all it's worth. It's very difficult to see how this is going to, these colleges are going to survive, especially if there is force being rendered to try to cut the cost of the education, and that's a good point. Some of these Ivy League schools, $100,000 a year.
They're never going to change, though. That's not going to go down.
No, not if
because you have,
I agree with you. It's not going to
The tuition is not going to drop, and all this is really doing is limiting certain students who may qualify with their grades, but they just don't have the money. So I think that this is a flaw. I think this is very flawed logic. Oh, well, if we limit the amount of loans kids can take, then the universities will have to just lower their prices.
People out that otherwise ought to go to school, but they can't afford to go, so they won't go.
They won't go. Yeah. And so what we're going to see, we're going to see more foreign kids taking up slots because they'll have more money. And then you're going to see, more scandals like the Hollywood scandal right now that's going on where the wealthiest people in the country are paying to get their kids into these schools. And it's a scam. So unfortunately for a kid who doesn't really qualify for enough of the financial aid or maybe can't borrow enough, those kids, if they have A plus averages, are not going to go to the best colleges. This is very flawed logic here.
I was talking to a very good friend of mine who was the president of Heidelberg for 5 or 6 years when I was on the board first in the 2000s, and then he went down to Stevensville, Texas, to run Texas A&M's Ag School. Fabulous guy. He's been there for 11 or 12 years. He just announced this week he's going to retire. And so I called him to talk about, we're just great friends. I love the guy. He's a fabulous guy. So in the conversation, we always like to talk about the sort of nuance of education because we both have high interest in it. And he was talking about the number of kids that we were talking about the scandal, and we had sort of a chuckle about it. And then we got real in talking about how it influences what the cost is. Now Texas A&M has there are 12 universities in the Texas state system, and they refer to them as Texas A&M, but they're all their state is the state-run regency board that controls the student population, who gets in, how they get in, where they come from, that sort of thing. And many of his students are coming in from various places around the world, as you just said, Victoria. So it tripped my memory of the conversation. Because they pay full boat. They don't have to have financial aid. They come, and they're coming from all over, especially a great ag school like A&M in the Texas A&M Ag School in Stevensville. It is one of the premier ag schools in the world. So there are kids from Africa that are coming, the kids from, and he's done a fabulous job running the school as a large, the population of this town. It's in a great, south of Dallas, about 80 miles. And I've been there three or four times to visit with him. done the program from there a couple of times. Matter of fact, when I did the first show with Jewel, she was living there, and she was my co-host.
Oh, yeah, her ex had the ranch there. Yeah,
yeah, right, exactly.
She has a song called Stephenville, actually.
Yeah, well, it's about that town. And anyway, but she was very interested in the community, and I got to learn a lot more spending time with her and Dominic. And I, we just, because we both, I have agricultural roots. He ran Marion, the Marion campus of Ohio State University before he came to Heidelberg, and it was the same kind of ag school as the A&M school in Texas is. And it just, but the point here is that we have a lot of students coming in from a lot of different places. And we've done this. When I was in Heidelberg, we had a lot of kids from Asia, Micronesia, Indonesia, who came to Heidelberg, and they paid.
And I'm all for diversity, but the problem with this, by limiting the amount of money that kids can borrow, you're taking slots away from American kids. And this is these are American universities, and I'm all for diversity. I'm all for kids who qualify coming in from other countries. That's fine. But we have got, I think that the flawed logic here is, well, we'll just force the universities to lower their prices. That's never going to happen. But in the meantime, what are we doing to American kids who are forced to go to maybe lesser tiered schools, and then they don't end up getting the education that they really want? And then how does that affect our workforce going forward?
Well,
this has such a butterfly effect.
What we've done here, because of what happened after September 11th, when they willy-nilly just shut off the allowance of having people come here and stay here, come to school, but then get out after that, really hurt our advancement in technology in many different mm-hmm. ways, because a lot of the kids that come from these other countries are better at technology than we are. Our students are. So, anyway, it's a can of worms.
But pricing out American kids, that's not going to solve anything. No. And it's, you know, limiting the amount they can borrow. What they really should do is limit the amount of interest that the banks can charge on those loans. Because that's where kids graduate with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And really, what chance do they have to pay that off?
Well,
and then the high interest rates,
scandal.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's become a scandal.
That's where I think we should really be attacking the situations with the banks.
Speaking about attacking things, those of you who don't get a good night's rest, let's attack the problem by sending you to MyPillow.com for their new premium pillows, for their new mattress toppers, for other MyPillow products, the body pillow, the bolster pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the neck pillow, the pillowcases, the sheets, the Giza sheets you've heard me talk about. Wow, this is a great catalog. Great way to save money, and if you buy more than $200 worth of product, they'll finance it for you. Who else sells bedding products, bed products, and has your finance? This is guaranteed to be the most comfortable situation for you sleep-wise. These sheets, man, they are great. I've got them on my bed. You girls got new sheets, too, didn't you? Did you put them on the
They're
bed?
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're really
beautiful
sheets.
Very comfortable. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're available in all sizes. Free shipping when you use the DJV code to buy any of this. The current deal on the Giza cotton sheets, 30% off using the DJV code. MyPillow.com. Order the sheets. Order the pillows, pillowcases, mattresses, you name it. Great night's sleep is guaranteed or your money back. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get all of yours today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Theme song from Gone with the Wind. Is there anything that's better that even exists today? Maybe the Star Wars themes that could challenge the music, the John Williams themes. But is there anything else around that bring goosebumps when I listen to
this? That's an iconic. It's iconic, no doubt about it.
It really is. All right, so Chuck Curry is here with our Movie Moments broadcast. What are we doing with Gone with the Wind today, Chucker?
I was reading an interesting fact. There's a thing called Fathom Events where they're not full-blown releases, but like a movie or special event will be telecast into theaters on a very small scale.
Yes.
Around the country. So Gone with the Wind played, I think, either last week or the week before on just a handful of screens over the course of 4 days around the country. And it wound up grossing $2.2 million, which is a new record for that type of event.
Much better to see a movie like that on a big screen than the small screen that we used to. You know, we weren't around in 1939 when this movie came out, and it's been colorized by Ted Turner. All kinds of stuff have been done with it. But was the version that was shown in these theaters, Chuck, was it colorized or was it black and white?
Well, no, Gone with the Wind was a color movie when it came out in 1939.
Was it? I thought it was colorized.
No, it was. It was. And speaking of that score, it was composed by a guy named Max Steiner, who wound up doing 395
movies,
musical scores overall, including Casablanca. And, you know, one other fact people may not realize, Gone with the Wind was directed by a guy named Victor Fleming, who also directed The Wizard of Oz the same year in 1939. Although back in the day, they used like four or five directors to direct one of those films, one guy wound up getting the main credit, but I'm sure he sat in the editing room for both movies. So if you think about that accomplishment, it is it's pretty impressive. Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Both of them vied with each other for the Oscar that year, I think, didn't they?
Correct. Gone with the Wind wound up winning for Best Picture.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I see this will never win Best Picture of the Year, probably, but there was a lot of fun always associated with Bill and Ted's Fabulous Adventure. So it looks like they're trying to, like everything else, let's see if we can do another installment in their adventures. There have been two of these movies so far, right?
Yes. Well, the last one was 30 years ago. It seems hard to believe. I mean, the original has a cult following. The second one, you know, is fairly enjoyable if you like this sort of goofy comedy. But they've been talking about doing a third one for like the last 5 or 6 years. But I think the fact that Keanu Reeves got hot with this new franchise called John Wick gave him a little bit more power to get this greenlit. I'm actually happy for the co-star Alex Winter, who is not really an actor who's doing a lot of stuff in front of the screen. He does direct a lot of different television properties, but he was Keanu's co-star in those first two Bill and Ted movies. So they're going to do part three. I believe they've just started filming, got a release date, August 21st, 2020. It's called Bill and Ted's Face the Music.
Bill and Ted Face the Music. So what could they... they're fulfilling their rock and roll destiny. I'm looking at it a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to be hard-hitting material. It should be sort of... It should be. But, you know, people may not realize this also. Keanu Reeves, when he did the Matrix movies, he made an absolute fortune. I think they said he made, like, over $100 million.
Yeah.
Because he got
a
back.
Most of it away. But he gives all his money.
But yeah, he did. He gave a lot of it away to casting crew, which is pretty awesome if you think about it. Pretty awesome.
Now, he's got a very, people like him a lot in Hollywood. Very, very, he's a strange dude, but people like him a lot. So the film also is supposed to feature the middle-aged character's children. Which will be something that brings along the next generation, I'm supposing.
I'm sure that's how they'll keep it going. It's this one clicks. One other bit of news. Yesterday, they released the trailer for Quentin Tarantino's newest movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. I got to tell you, it looks really good. It's certainly a trailer that makes one want to see the movie. It got a lot of buzz on the internet. It comes out... later in the calendar year, not in the summer, I believe, toward the fall.
Katherine Heigl, who is somebody that doesn't seem to be able to make it in the movies, but is doing okay on TV.
She doesn't make it in the movies anymore. She was the darling of Hollywood in every movie.
So now she's up. She was in Suits for a year, and that's gone. So now she's doing a comedy pilot called Our House, which should be interesting. Chucker, you're my man. I'm glad you're here. It's the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.